morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you might have wondered if you heard the title of this program, Giving the Pencil Equal Time. I was visiting with someone the other day and said, you know, one day I did a program about ballpoint pens. And that person said, well, what about pencils? And so I thought, well, that could be interesting. And actually, when I start looking at the information, it does seem pretty fascinating to me. So hope you will enjoy this information about pencils. And I'm asking you, when is the last time you picked up a pencil? And what size was it? And what color was it? And why did you use a pencil instead of a pen? Lots of reasons why we might do that. But let's talk first of the basic definition of a pencil is a writing implement or art medium usually constructed of a narrow, solid pigment core inside a protective casing. Don't you just love this? How would you describe a pencil? The case prevents the core from breaking and also from marking the user's hand during use. Pencils create marks by physical abrasion, leaving behind a trail of solid core material that adheres to a sheet of paper or other surface. They are notably distinct from pens, which dispense liquid or gel ink that stain the light color of the paper. Most pencil cores are made of graphite mixed with a clay binder, and that core graphite is important to the whole history of the pencil. Graphite pencils are used for both writing and drawing, and the result is durable. Although writing can usually be removed with an eraser, it is resistant to moisture, most chemicals, ultraviolet radiation, and natural aging. Other types of pencil core are less widely used. Charcoal pencils, of course, are mainly used by artists for drawing and sketching. And then there's colored pencils that are sometimes used by painters. I'm guessing that's not as much as now we have all these different kinds of pens for making corrections on papers. But they're also, colored pencils are also really important for art supplies, especially those with waxy core binders that tend to smear on paper instead of erasing. So grease pencils, you know, you maybe have used a grease pencil to mark some kind of surface where the regular graphite pencil didn't show. And, of course, they're filled with a softer crayon like waxy core that can leave marks on smooth surfaces such as glass or porcelain. And the most common type of pencil we see its casing is the thin wooden cylinder permanently bonded around the core. Although there could be some other casings, you may have seen some unusual ones, for instance, made out of paper, and there are even some made out of plastic. Well, when did all of this happen? Of course, you have to go back into history, and graphite being the major source of the pencil, we had to find graphite first, and it was sometime before 1565 that the graphite mines were found. And this particular deposit of graphite was extremely pure and solid, and it could be sawn into sticks. The value of graphite was not then pencils, but it was enormous value because it could be used to line the molds of cannonballs. And the mines were taken over by the crown and guarded. When sufficient stores of graphite had been accumulated, the mines were flooded to prevent theft until more was required. So it was a very valuable product. And graphite even had to be smuggled out for the use in pencils. Because graphite is soft, it requires some sort of encasement. And originally, the graphite sticks were wrapped in string or sheepskin for stability. There is a museum for pencils in the UK, and there's lots of history about the wooden holders from the, it started out the red cedar, and then the red cedar became not as available, and so they had to find other kinds of wood that would handle the graphite. And when was the eraser added? Well, the eraser was added in 1858, and, of course, had to put a patent on that. March 30, 1858 was the first patent for attaching an eraser to the end of the pencil. Another attachment that probably most of us don't think about, know about, is the pencil extender. And because originally the price of pencils was very expensive, you wanted to use them right down to the very nub of the pencil. But, of course, that was very difficult to do, so somebody invented a pencil extender. And artists still often use pencil extenders so they can maximize the use of their colored pencils. Now, we talk about lead pencils. Well, there is really no lead involved. It's graphite that's in the pencil. So when you see somebody, you know, used to be kids, used to kind of chew on their pencils while they're writing, or maybe adults too, and is there any fear, any harm to that? No, the graphite is harmless. But there was lead poisoning common until the middle of the 20th century. The paint used for the outer coating could contain high concentrations of lead. And so if anybody chewed on their pencil, chewed on that paint, they could get lead poisoning. Now, when you look at a pencil, you may see the mark on their HB. What does that stand for? Well, actually, it makes a whole lot of sense. Most pencils are still marked this way. H stands for hardness, and B stands for blackness. And pencils are graded from, of course, very hard and very black to not very hard or not very black. Remember when you used to do those tests or you had instructions to fill in the little box, said to use a number 2 pencil? Well, that had something to do with the hardness and the blackness of that pencil. So that was it's still used. You'll still see it on pencils. And you will still most see yellow pencils, but they're often used for advertising purposes and, you know, for special occasions, I guess we could say. They're even made with fluorescent paint, so kids love them. But not all countries use yellow pencils. German and Brazilian pencils, for example, are often green, blue, or black. So whatever we kind of take for granted that this is the way the world is, well, maybe not. So it's an international kind of story. The color yellow, when it first was introduced, maybe came from the Austro-Hungarian flag. Somebody had to decide what color those things were going to be. Who uses pencils? Well, as I said, you know, maybe you haven't used a pencil for a while, but Thomas Edison had his pencils especially made by the Eagle Pencil Company. Each pencil was 3 inches long, was thicker than the standard pencil, and had softer graphite than was normally available. John Steinbeck was an obsessive pencil user, and it is said that he may have used as many as 60 a day. His novel, East of Eden, took more than 300 pencils to write. Vincent van Gogh used only Farber pencils, as they were superior to carpenter's pencils, a capital black and most agreeable. It's a quote from Vincent van Gogh. Johnny Carson might not have written much with his pencils, but remember, he played with them all the time on the Tonight Show desk. And these were specially made with erasers at both ends to avoid accidents. And Marilyn Monroe wrote her unpublished poems with pencils. What kind of pencils might you find around? Well, they're just the normal, ordinary graphite pencil. And by the way, graphite is mixed with clay to hold it all together. And that does affect the darkness. The amount of clay does affect the darkness and the smoothness. But there are solid graphite pencils. There are, as we mentioned earlier, charcoal pencils, carbon pencils, colored pencils, grease pencils, watercolor pencils. And what about the carpenter pencil? When I was a kid, I thought it was great to find a carpenter pencil. That was a really special kind of pencil. And, you know, there were probably some stories about who used it and why. But did you know that there are erasable color pencils? There are non-reproducing pencils. These, when you write with them, they can't be reproduced by a photocopier. There are stenographer's pencils, golf pencils. Those are those little ones that could be used by, you know, whenever you just want something little to carry around. But the biggest pencil is 76 feet long and weighs 18,000 pounds. That's a big pencil. Lots of pencils out there, and of course, that we're still using them in various ways and for various purposes. How many pencils do you have at your house, and when was the last time that you used a pencil? Just part of our lives that we accept and don't question. Until next time, here's a thought from a writer, Henry Miller. He said, writing is its own reward.